Blog Talk Radio.
Reflection.
Hello, hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Tate. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those that's on the phone line, those that's calling in by Block Talk Radio, those that calling in by other social media platforms, wherever you may be listening to. I want to thank and praise you all for coming on Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Tate. I want to thank and praise God for even if there are any new people that are listening. I want to thank and praise God for those that's going to pass by the replay and stop and listen. I want to thank and praise God for you all that are coming on Faith on the Line. Prophetess Stacy and many others, thank and praise God for you all that's coming on the phone line on tonight. And I want to say thank you all. Thank you for being on Faith on the Line. And our three scriptures are coming from Hebrews 11 and 1. And this is a line simply for faith and encouragement. And I want to thank and praise God for tonight. And our three scriptures are come from faith, come from Hebrews 11 and 1. For the word of God let us know, now faith comes by hearing. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's coming from Hebrews 11 and verse 1. And I want to thank and praise God for that tonight. Just want to encourage you all to stay encouraged, to be encouraged, and to don't give up. Don't give up in things around us. Whatever going on around you, don't give up. Whatever you may be believing God for, don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep trusting him. Whatever your faith is, you may say, my faith is not strong enough. Stay encouraged. Get in the word of God and Build your faith. Build up. Stand on the word of God. I'll tell anybody in this day and time and season where we in now, we're going to have to stand on God's word. And don't just stand on it. When you stand on his word, always believe. Believe his word. And when you believe it and receive his word, God comes through. He's going to come through. I read a scripture where it says that God don't, and it was in 1 Thessalonians, how the Lord let us know that he's right there with us. He will protect us, keep us from all evil. He will keep us from the evil-handed one. He will keep us from things that's not of him. But we got to believe and we got to trust God to know that he's going to do just what he sees. So the word is tonight is don't give up, trust God. Don't stop trusting God. Don't stop trusting him. No matter how hard things may seem, no matter how bad it may look, no matter how shaky it may be, no matter how bumpy it may be, God is still there. And the word of God lets me know he's everywhere, and he knows everything. We have so many was affected by the storm and the tornado, but God still kept you. Some people lost things, and some people didn't even have, don't know what they're going to do, but God say, trust him. So let's begin to pray and believe and have faith that God is going to do just what he's saying. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for Lord God tonight, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for being so good to us. I want to thank you, Father, for being so kind. I want to thank you, Father, for being so merciful. I want to thank you, Father, for being so loving to us. Most of all, Father, I just want to thank you for being Yahweh. Thank you for being the mighty one. Thank you for being my Father in heaven. Thank you. Father, we come tonight. You said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name. Father, you say you will be a God in the midst of us. So, Father, we come tonight agreeing in your name. Because, Lord, your word say if we agree, you will come. Lord God, you will come for us, God. You will touch. We trust you, Father. And, Father, I come before my sisters and brothers tonight. And, Lord, asking you, Lord, right now, whatever the situation may be, whatever, Lord God, circumstance that they may be facing, God, whatever challenges and whatever difficult that it may be, Father, I come to you tonight, Father, right now. I come to you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we say, God, right now, God, to touch right now. Father, we want to ask you right now, Father, that you forgive us for any sins that we don't mean to commit today that's not of you. Father, if we not acknowledge you like we should, forgive us, Holy Spirit. Father, if we not, Lord God, Lord, if we misjudge anybody, and Lord, you tell us not to judge, God, you forgive us, God. And Lord, we ask that you sanctify us all, Holy. Our spirit, soul, and our body, Father, that we may preserve you blameless until the coming of you. Father, help us to Lord God, to be, Lord, who you called us to be in these last days. Help us, God, how to, Lord God, to stand on your word no matter how hard it may be. Father, help us to, Lord God, to fix our mind, fix our affection on things above according to Colossians 3:2, and not on these things in the earth, Father. Help us, Lord God, to look upon, Lord God, to call those things though they were. Lord, your word say if we speak to that mountain, help us to speak to that mountain. Lord, help us to speak to the mountain that's in our lives. The mountain is trying to come up against us. You said if we speak to the mountain, God, you said, and Lord God, and we believe in our heart, and you said we speak to that mountain, tell that mountain to move, to go into the sea and never return. Father, your word said, and you told us that you were, Lord God, they would, the mountain would move, God. Help us, Lord God, to be faithful. Help us to trust you. Help us to have the capacity, God, to love you. Help us us to have the capacity to get in your word, God. Help us, God, to be helpers to one another. Father God, you say that's how we serve you, by you serving one another. Help us to be a blessing to those that, Lord God, that don't have anything, to the blessing to those that, Lord God, that don't even have it, God. You said, Lord, look upon the weak, God, because your word says we are to be strong. The strong for the bear, the firmness of the weak. Help us to stand up, Lord. Help us to be who you call us to be in these days. Father, you said you are the, Lord, I thank you. You are, Lord, I thank you for being the branch. You are the vine and we are the branch. Help us to bear fruit, God, in this season, God. You show us, God, who we are, Lord, connected to. You show us who we're supposed to, Lord, minister to. You show us whatever we're not putting before you. Whatever we're not doing in your presence. Whatever we, Lord God, that we're lazy about in this season, God. I ask God right now that you take it and move it right now. Lord, somebody believes in you for certain things. And Lord, whatever that is, God, somebody believes in you to come through for them in a job. Somebody believes in you to come through for them in their home. Somebody believes in you to come through with their children. Father, I pray that whatever the enemy trying to do, whatever the enemy, Lord God, trying to captivity their minds and their eye gates and their ear gates and their heart. God, we ask right now, we bring it into alignment with your word. And we say, it has to open. It has to come and be the obedience of your name, God. And Father, you told us to bring it into alignment with your word and make it open. And we speak to everything that the enemy trying to do to us. We speak to every lies that he tells. We speak to every, Lord God, with confusion that he's trying to do. We speak to every marital problem. We come against every divorce. We come against every separation. We come against these things that the enemy is throwing up in our life. We come against sickness. We come against death. We come against, Lord, all of these things, God, that the enemy is trying to do. That's your word say. We have the authority. We have the weapon to say whatever we want to see happen. We have the weapon to say whatever we want to see to go, Lord. You told us whatever we bind on earth shall be bind, in heaven whatsoever we lose shall be loosened. So, Lord, we come against every stronghold. We come against everything that's not like you. We come against every demonic and everything that's not of you. And we make that thing obey your name. In the name of Jesus. Father, you look up on my sister, you look up on my brother, for they need you. You look up on them right now for whatever they need you, for whatever their wants, whatever their need is. God, we put it before you, God. We call it before you, and we agree, God. And, Lord, we say it already done. We say it's already been taken care of, because your word say what we do, Lord God. Your word say if we ask in your name, Lord God, you say you would do it. You say if we ask anything in your name, Lord, you say you would do it. So we asking you, Lord, right now to touch whatever is going on with my sister, my brother. Touch whatever going on in their body is already healed. It's already healed according to Isaiah 53:5. Father, touch whatever finance they need. It's already done according to Lord God, according to Lord God, Psalm 112:3. Father, it's already done when it comes to Lord God, whatever they believe in you for. It's already done. Your word say you already made a way. You told us to seek your faith. You told us to search you. You're fine. You told us to knock and the door be open. So, Lord, you said draw to you and you are draw to us. Father, we come to you today. We asking you to touch us where we need to be touched at the moment. Lord, sometimes you feel like giving up, God, but you're right there. You're right there to hold on to us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray over all of those that were affected by the tornadoes and the storms and things that's traveling, Lord God, Lord, I come, I pray over them, whatever they lost, whatever what was damaged, God, and whatever, Lord God, that they did, that was taken away, God, begin to, Lord God, you said in your word that you'll give it back. Replace it 30, 60, and 100-fold. Lord, you bless strangers to come and help them, that they'll use their pliers, their resource, their finance, God, to help them to rebuild, to help them to get, Lord God, restore. In the name of Jesus. Somebody grieving, God, right now. Somebody grieving their mother. Somebody grieving their father. Somebody grieving their child. Somebody grieving their sister. Somebody grieving, Lord, whoever it might be, God, your word say, and Lord God, your word say, Psalm 30:5. Joy is going to come in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come to the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. They will get the joy. They will get their peace. Father, thank you today. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise that's due to you. And I want to say, Lord, look on the ones that may be passing by the replay. Look on the ones that may be new and don't understand what Faith on the Line is all about. It's about, Lord, we pray over those that they will be encouraged. It's all about courage and being encouragement in prayer. Lord, we pray for those that, Lord, never knew you from the part of their sin, that they will get to know you. We pray for those that walked away from you because fortunes and fame, because of what their eyes see and what their heart, what they want, because of money. We pray for those that, the Lord God, that have a reprobated mind, that they will be restored, that they will come back, Lord God. Come back to you, God, with a pure heart. Father God, that they will open up to you. We pray for those that lukewarm. They don't know which one they want to serve, if they want to serve the devil or you. Father, Lord, help them to choose what who they're going to serve. Father, we pray today that souls will be saved. Somebody going to get delivered. Somebody needs to be set free. Somebody, Lord, you know who they are and what they're standing in need of. So, Father, as we close it out tonight, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for healing. Thank you for answering our prayer. You said, give thanks, Lord. Thank you for the finances coming. Thank you for everything going to be restored and revealed. Thank you for the love that's going to come in our heart. Thank you for the peace that we'll be able to have. Thank you in the midst of everything. In Jesus' mighty name, prophets, Peyton, and all of us, we pray. And we say yes and amen. Yes and amen. I want to thank and praise God for you all that came on Faith on the Line on tonight with prophets, Peyton, and prophets. I want to thank as many others. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in on tonight. And I pray that you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of those that are mothers and all of those. I want to say prayer for those that does not, the mother has them, they don't left the earth, and they're going on to the place that they're going to. I want to thank and praise God for all of those that may have loved ones, a mother that's not in the earth, and I want to thank and praise God. I pray for you all, that the Lord will give you strength, that the Lord will give you peace through Mother's Day. So have I myself. I thank and praise God. Do something in honor of your mother. My mother was on the earth. She loved it some way. She loved so many things. So I'll do things in honor of her. Eat something that I know that she would love. So honor your mother. You can honor your mother. They're not here in the earth, but you still can honor them by honoring them by the name and how they raised you. So until next time, I want to say, till next time, same place, same time. meet us back here next Friday on Faith on the Line. And you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend until we meet again. I want to say, bless God and have a wonderful night, whatever time it is in your season. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Good night. Proper station, I'll turn it back over to you.